From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Rescue and recovery efforts underway in Ecuador. The death toll from a 7.8 magnitude earthquake in Ecuador surged past 240 on Sunday. Thousands were injured when the quake struck late Saturday along the country's Pacific coast. Initial reports indicate heavy damage in some areas. Walter Cate is with the Red Cross.
Now the concentration is in disaster response quickly and focus on search and rescue and coordination and evaluation management to bring things that are highly required immediately.
Walter Cate. Four U.S. Marine Corps aircraft took off from Okinawa Sunday, joining efforts to help Japan recover from an earthquake. That quake in the southern part of the country. Prime Minister Shinzo Abe has boosted to 25,000 the number of troops aiding in the rescue and recovery on the main southern island of Kyushu. Pro-impeachment forces in Brazil have a huge lead as the lower house of Congress votes on whether President Dilma Rousseff should be tried by the Senate for alleged corruption. As of late Sunday evening, 224 lawmakers had voted in favor of impeachment. 76 had voted no or had abstained. Energy officials from the world's major oil-producing countries failed Sunday to reach an agreement on freezing oil production. Representatives from 18 nations, including Saudi Arabia and Russia, met Sunday in Doha to try to figure out how to counter historically low oil prices. The ministers say they need more time to make a decision. Iranian officials did not attend the talks, and Saudi Arabia said it would not support a freeze unless Iran agrees to it. Iran so far refuses to do that. This is VOA News. The nation's highest court will consider the fate of as many as 4 million undocumented immigrants Monday. Supreme Court justices will hear opening arguments in a case concerning the legality of President Barack Obama's executive actions on immigration. The justices' decision will have far-reaching implications on executive actions by future presidents. The case comes at a time when the nation's immigration system is a constant focus of political debate, especially in the presidential campaign. And looking at the campaign, Republicans are focusing now on the mechanics of the presidential nominating system. As it appears, no candidate may win enough delegates to have a majority by the time the party holds a convention in July. That possibility was underscored Saturday when contender Ted Cruz won all 14 Republican delegates up for grabs at Wyoming State Convention. Republican frontrunner Donald Trump was not happy about that. He said changes need to be made to the process to make it more fair to voters.
It has to be changed. Now, it's not going to happen probably this time, although they're watching a lot closer. In fact, they announced they're not going to be making rules changes now because the public is really angry, and the Republicans are really angry. The voters are really angry. It's got to change.
Meanwhile, Trump is heavily favored to win Tuesday's primary in his home state of New York. Russia's military denies one of its jets made aggressive maneuvers during an incident with a U.S. Air Force reconnaissance plane flying over the Baltic Sea. The U.S. military said the Russian jet had flown in an unsafe and unprofessional manner, getting within 15 meters of the U.S. aircraft Thursday. A Russian Defense Ministry spokesman said the aircraft was dispatched to investigate an unidentified plane speeding toward its border. About 7,000 demonstrators marched against extremism Sunday through central Brussels. One of the organizers called the multi-religion march a moment of reflection, a message of compassion for the victims of terrorism. Envoys from Yemen's warring parties are in Kuwait for United Nations-mediated talks. They begin on Monday. They're aimed at ending an 18-month conflict in Yemen. The foreign minister of the country said negotiators are ready for a political transition which excludes no one. And Houthi rebels also are hinting at reconciliation. The United Nations says the Afghan conflict has caused nearly 2,000 casualties in the first 3 months of this year. That's an increase of 2% over the same period last year. That number includes an increase of 11% in civilians wounded, but a decrease of 13% in civilians killed. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.